BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team had their season come to a close on Saturday, losing in the second game of a best-of-three series at Minnesota Duluth. We recap the season next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team started the season about as bad as one could ever draw it up, 0-9-1. The rest of the way, however, BSU climbed into fifth place in the WCHA standings, went on the road to take on Minnesota Duluth this past weekend in the first round of the WCHA playoffs. Beavers lost 2 one-goal games, ending their season Saturday 13-21-2 overall, 10-12-2 in the WCHA. Beavers graduate just 2 seniors. Head coach Jim Scanlon.
Always tough when a season comes to an end. Just, two young ladies, obviously, the last time they put on a sweater. And as you can imagine, it's always a pretty emotional locker room. But just real proud of our effort. Again, we just had to come out and play hard. I thought we had a great start.
BSU graduates just Missy Hunt and Emily Berglund. They'll return 6 juniors to be seniors next season and 9 sophomores that will be juniors next season. The future certainly looks bright. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.